All right, and before we turn it over to Brother and Sister Earl, we want to remind everyone, from this point forward, we will be having our Saturday night youth devotion every Saturday night. We're going to want our youth to go ahead and bless the church with things that are going on there with the youth. And we cannot say enough good things about our youth leaders, Brother Stephen, Sister Vanessa Orell, Brother Sean, Sister Jeannie Thaler, who are helping them, their sincerity, their humility, and their desire to want to do something great with our young people. And so with that said, we are going to go ahead and turn it over to Brother Stephen Orell. Brother Stephen Orell, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, church. We're excited tonight that we get to have some young people speak to the church. We love the young people. We are privileged and honored to be the youth leaders of the young people. We love them very much, and so thankful for Pastor Clark. We love them. They're definitely role models for our young people to look up to and for all visitors that come in. I'm going to start off tonight and then have my wife say a few things. If you can turn to Ephesians chapter 4, there's a couple of verses that have been on my heart. I'm going to talk about Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." And there's going to be a day, church, and we're all looking forward to that day until we all come in the unity of the faith, that we all have a piece of faith. We know that a measure of faith, the Bible says, is given to every man, woman, and child, that we all have a measure of faith. And all that little faith, that I may have a little bit of faith and my other brother might have a lot of faith, but we can work our faith together. And it's amazing how it's all going to come around to our faith comes together till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And there's going to be a day when massive revival takes place, and we're going to be looking around. Like Pastor Clark already said, you got to come early to get a seat in the church. And we're going to be looking around, and the church is going to be full. And miracles, signs, and wonders are going to happen, and we're going to realize, wow, it was this person's faith, this person's faith, this person's belief, this person's prayers, this miracle over here, and it's all the little things in life are going to come together, and we're going to look around saying, wow, I'm so glad I stuck with it. It's all going to be worth it all. Any trial that you may be going through right now, whatever it is, financial, spiritual, mental, physical, it's going to be worth it. Just hang on. It's going to be worth it. Verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love. Love is the answer, church. May grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And finishing verse 16, from whom the whole body, that's us, church, fitly joined together and compacted, we're tight, we're close, by that which every joint supplieth. Every brother, every sister, we're close, we're tight, we're compacted, and we're supplying to the body. We're supplying to one another strength and encouragement and hope and love according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this church, and we can feel this happening right now in our young people and in our church, that there's a compacting and there's a unifying that's taking place, and it's amazing what's taking place. And I want my wife to say a few things. And with that said, go ahead, babe.
Praise the Lord, church. We're excited, real excited tonight to have Sister Naomi Roseberry speak. speaking. She's going to be speaking right now, and I just want to say a few things. When I came here almost 5 years ago when my husband and I got married, she was just this little, cute, quiet thing. And almost 5 years later, she has just grown and developed into a beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous flower and still developing. And I just want to say how proud I am of her. And I know I'm making her very uncomfortable right now, but she's going to do great. And we're so excited to hear what she has to say. And with that said, Naomi.
Well, thank you for everything you said. And I'm thankful and honored to be asked to speak tonight. The other day, I was inspired by something I read. It said, the same boiling water that softens a potato hardens an egg. It's not the circumstances that define the outcome. It's the substance of the object that defines the outcome. The environment and the people around you may have an impact on you, but what you're made of will determine your future. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The thoughts that you have are powerful. These are the words that no one else hears, the feelings you really have, and what you truly think of yourself. Your thoughts eventually become who you are. So essentially, Philippians 4:8 is telling you to think on these things so that you will possess these things. I've always had a lot of trouble at school. I guess you would call it bullying, but I've never really thought of it in that sense. Anyways, the trouble started at an early age, and the longer it went on, the worse it got. I started to believe the things that people said about me and the names they called me. I became these words. They became my words, my thoughts, my life. And I wish I could tell you that it got better, but it didn't. In fact, it got considerably worse when I got to junior high. Not necessarily the volume of the things that were told to me, but the harshness increased. But through many sacrifices and powerful services, and generally through God, I learned to make his thoughts into mine, to become like him. People and the environment around you should not control your thoughts, your actions, or what you speak into your life, because this is what you will become and what you are right now. Instead, give it all to God. Become godly. Thank you. That's all I have for tonight. Back to you. And with that said, back to you, or over to whether it's Jeff Baker.
Church, God bless. Love everyone. Miss everybody. And can't wait to see the folks again tomorrow. It's been awesome, awesome, awesome these last few weeks to be back in church and to see Pastor preach, and not just to hear him, but to see him preach. And he was tearing it up when nobody else was there. And now that we're all getting back into the swing of things, it's just going guns. It's going full blaze. And I'm thankful, so, so glad to be together with my family again. With that said, I wanted to talk about the verse, or I'm sorry, more than the verse, but I have a few verses that I'd like to mention. It talks about the Lord being faithful, and it says in Revelation that he is called faithful and true. And I can tell you firsthand, a personal witness, a personal testimony, that Jesus is faithful. And times of in my life, and most that are listening, I'm sure, know my story, where there was nobody else around, and there were times of distress and despair and hurt and pain and suffering, the Lord was always there. And from birth all the way to today, right now, in whatever situation, wherever I'm at, God is always faithful. Time and time again, I've found myself in situations, some not to do with my creation, others absolutely, completely my fault, mistakes and bad decisions I've made, where I have been in a place that I said, oh, no, but Jesus has always been there. And the word says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I can testify. I am a firsthand observer, witness, living testimony. And by the grace of God, we are living epistles, the word says. I can testify. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is faithful. He cannot deny himself, the word also says. And I look through the word, and I look through my life, and I find him comforter. I find him the lion of the tribe of Judah, and also the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And he is my best and closest friend. Whenever I've needed him, whenever I've been in trouble, whenever I've been lonely, whenever I've been in pain, whenever I've hurt, whatever has happened, loneliness in my life, Jesus is faithful. Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, is there. He's with you now. He can speak to into your life right now. And I'm telling you, Jesus is faithful. The word says, my God shall supply all your need. And that's a singular word there, need, according to his riches and glory. That's in Philippians 4:19. And the word need there is singular. That jumps at me, because when you write it all, when you, from your life beginning to that little dash in the end and the date you die, Jesus is all that we really, that we need. When you write it all out and everything comes down to it, Jesus is your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your best friend. And he's been that for me. And some may wonder, why does Jeff worship like that? Or why do I get so excited? Because he's my best friend. And he's the one that talked to me and held me and loved me when I was alone or desolate or in pain. And I just want to testify tonight that he is still Jehovah Jireh. And maybe like Sarah, when the Lord spoke something to you, like Brother Orell talked about faith and Sister Naomi talked about, that other people were trying to talk into her life. And she was even saying some things maybe about herself. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, she had a name that meant something contentious or bitter or complaining. She was always griping. But the Lord called her Sarah with an H. With, if memory serves, sorry, I didn't have time to look this up, but it means princess. And how are you going to call a 90-year-old woman princess? But the Lord called her, and the Bible says that he calls those things that are not as though they were. And she laughed. She laughed within herself, and the Lord called her out on it, said, hey, why did Sarah laugh? And Sarah said, nay, my Lord, I didn't laugh in Genesis. But later on in the New Testament, Hebrews 11, it preaches about the heroes of faith in the hall of faith of Hebrews 11. And the verse about Sarah, or one of them, says at the end of her story, and I'm paraphrasing, she has a son late when she was past age, 90 years old, she judged him faithful who had promised. And if the Lord has promised or spoken something into your life, you can judge him faithful. And he is still faithful and true. God bless you all. I love everyone. I can't wait to see everyone soon, tomorrow, in fact. And I believe some of my family's listening. I love you all. God bless you. Thank you so much, church. Excited to be with everyone. And with that said, here's Brother Orell again.
Amen. That was tremendous. What I had to say, Sister Naomi Roseberry, absolutely amazing, sharing with her some trials that she had to go through with some bullying, but she nonetheless obeyed and was hearing the words from the Lord and accepted those things. There's a lot of situations we can be in, work, school, whatever, and a lot of the times we have to just go through it. And yes, it would be in a perfect world just to get out of those situations. And a lot of times we're going to be in situations that we can't get out of, if it's work or school, and we're going to have to go through it, but we don't have to go through it alone. and God can be with us. We can get in a corner in a closet of prayer and absolutely tremendous. And Brother Jeff Baker just spoke some, just preached some encouragement, I believe, for someone here today. Out of his life, his testimony is absolutely amazing. With that said, Brother Vic, back to you.
That was, like Brother Stephen Orell said, that was tremendous. That was great what we heard tonight. Once again, we want to thank Brother Stephen and Sister Vanessa Orell. We want to thank Sister Naomi Roseberry and Brother Jeff Baker. And we want to thank Brother Stephen, who reminded us that we are growing, we are developing, and we are maturing. And church, we heard some very mature voices tonight. I don't have to take a lot of time to expound on this, church. You heard it for yourselves. Through her trials, Sister Naomi Roseberry learned how to give it all to God. She made that very clear. And Brother Jeff Baker started out with, we're going guns. We're going full blaze, he stated. And also at the end, he let us know that the Lord is faithful. He is faithful. So church, with that said, why don't we just thank God? Let's lift up our voice in praise and thanks right now. And why don't we just thank God for the great testimonies we heard from our young people. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these voices, these strong voices, these voices that are developing and maturing, Lord God, as Brother Stephen read tonight, Lord God. We thank you because you're doing this with all of our young people and with all of our people, with everything that we've gone through in recent times. We thank you for your hand that is upon your people and strengthening your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said amen. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone to join us at our Sunday morning service tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. prayer, 10 a.m. service. We will be hearing from Brother and Sister Chavez tomorrow morning. We look forward to having everyone there. God bless all of you and have a great night. Amen.